This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, April 10th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. What about China? House Ag leaders unhappy with USDA buyouts and a scoop. 45Z reforms are back. Farmers applaud the tariff pause, but there's still China. Farmers and 401k holders are certainly breathing a sigh of relief after President Donald Trump paused his reciprocal tariffs. But two steep tariff increases on China in the last 2 days will still deal a huge blow to some ag sectors. American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland said, quote, "We run the risk of immediate impacts this growing season, along with the impacts of a prolonged trade war with China will inflict on our industry." The president said in a Truth Social post on Wednesday that he would hike reciprocal duties on China to 125%, effective immediately. ASA's Director of Government Affairs, Virginia Houston, told AgriPulse she would expect the Chinese market to be shut off to the U.S. producer under such conditions. China was by far the largest export destination for U.S. soybeans last year, accounting for more soybean exports than the next 9 export markets combined. But farm groups were cautiously optimistic about the pause on some of the other reciprocal duties. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said in a statement, quote, "While the pause brings some temporary certainty, questions remain about the long-term competitiveness for farmers in the global marketplace. We encourage the administration to swiftly resolve trade disputes and to pursue strategies that will ensure America's farmers can continue to stock the pantries of families here at home and abroad." House Ag leaders worry about brain drain from USDA buyouts. The top Republican and Democrat on the House Agriculture Committee are worried USDA buyouts will lead to a drop in productivity and institutional knowledge. USDA employees had until Tuesday night to respond to a buyout offer through the Deferred Resignation Program 2.0. While it's still unclear exactly how many accepted the offer, Committee Chair Glenn Thompson said he's worried about institutional loss. Thompson said, quote, "I'm not a supporter of that program. I think it's a huge mistake. If our goal here is to increase productivity and efficiency, we're actually incentivizing losing the most experienced employees." House Ag Ranking Member Angie Craig of Minnesota said she's hoping to connect with USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins soon to get details of the buyout, but told AgriPulse she is also concerned about brain drain. "What I really want to know from USDA is what we're doing to mitigate the damage of losing expertise throughout the Department of Agriculture." Craig said, quote, "I'm sincerely worried about whether the USDA can actually do the job at this point," she added. By the way, the top Democrat on the House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee, Sanford Bishop of Georgia, says the Office of Management and Budget apparently forced Rollins to cancel an appearance before the panel on Wednesday. While we're at it, Monopoly Busters Caucus launches. Craig is a co-chair of the new Monopoly Busters Caucus, formed to fight consolidation and lower costs for producers and consumers. The caucus will, quote, "fight corporate greed and promote a pro-worker, pro-consumer, and pro-small business economic agenda," according to a news release. The group will focus on enforcement of antitrust laws to curb business consolidation. At a time when the administration is launching our country headfirst into a global trade war, it's more important than ever that we uplift small and local businesses right here at home, Craig said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer. such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Here's a scoop. Senators revive measure to extend 45Z. A bipartisan Senate bill is being introduced to extend the length of the 45Z tax credit for clean fuel producers and restrict eligibility to fuels made from domestically sourced feedstocks. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas and Agriculture Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar are co-sponsoring the Farmer First Fuel Incentives Act. Representatives Tracy Mann of Kansas and Marcy Kaptur of Ohio leading an identical measure in the House. In the Inflation Reduction Act, 45Z was passed as a three-year credit. The bill would extend the incentive through 2034. Oilseed and some biofuel industry groups have raised concerns that as currently written, 45Z would favor feedstocks like used cooking oil, largely imported from China, rather than American-made soy or corn oil. The bill addresses this by requiring that qualifying fuel comes from domestically grown feedstocks. The Farmer First Fuel Incentives Act is a common sense piece of legislation. Stop sending American taxpayer dollars to China, expands robust domestic markets for agriculture producers, and increases certainty for the biofuels industry, Marshall said. Carbaryl labels include restrictions to protect pollinators and endangered species. EPA has approved label language to protect federally listed endangered species and other wildlife from carbaryl or 7. Use restrictions include buffer zones near waterways to protect aquatic habitat and limitations on applications during bloom to reduce exposure to pollinators. These common sense steps by EPA will reduce the risk this dangerous pesticide poses to endangered plants and animals and provides clarity for the industrial farming community about how to use it, said Nathan Donnelly, Environmental Health Science Director at the Center for Biological Diversity. CBD reached a court settlement with EPA requiring an assessment of the risk of carbaryl to endangered species. Trump wins legal skirmish over independent agencies. The Supreme Court has given the Trump administration authority to remove members of independent agencies from their positions. Chief Justice John Roberts on Wednesday granted Solicitor General D. John Sauer's request to stay lower court rulings rejecting that authority. The courts had allowed the reinstatement of National Labor Relations Board member Gwen Wilcox and Merit System Protection Board member Kathy Harris. Sauer's request, also filed Wednesday, said, quote, "History confirms that a court may not force the president to retain the services of an executive officer whom he no longer trusts with executive power." Now take note, Harris issued an order early last month to reinstate nearly 6,000 USDA probationary employees who were fired. Here's today's final word. People were jumping a little bit out of line. They were getting yippy, you know, a little bit yippy, a little bit afraid. That President Donald Trump of why he suspended his reciprocal tariff for 90 days. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, April 10th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Allen.